Today's scriptures challenge us to be faithful to God's law. We may be uncomfortable to hear the words Jesus addressed to the Pharisees and to us. "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. They disregard God's commandments, but cling to human tradition." In the Old Testament reading today, Moses had led the people in the desert for 40 years. They were on the verge of entering the Promised Land. Old Moses is speaking to second-generation people who grew up and spent their lives wandering in the wilderness. We too are those who wander. God desires us to follow His law, not because they are arbitrary. He desires us to follow His commands so that we will live. We hear in the first reading Moses telling the Israelites and us, "Now hear the statutes and decrees I am teaching you to observe, that you may live." In the responsorial psalm we prayed, "The one who does justice, that is, follows the law of the Lord, will live in the presence of the Lord." When we do not follow God's law, we destroy life, our own, and even the lives of others. God, through Moses, also teaches the Israelites to carefully observe these commands. "This will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations. Then the nations will see you as a nation truly wise and intelligent." He instructs them not to add or take away from the law. We know God's fundamental law. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second resembles it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang the whole law and the prophets. The Pharisees in the gospel did add to the law. They added minute practices to the law and disregarded what God taught them. Jesus rebukes them for disregarding God's commands and clinging to human traditions. We might ask ourselves how we might disregard God's command and cling to human traditions. Could it be by our acceptance of killing the unborn in the womb? Could it be sexual promiscuity that does not create a family to nurture their children? Could it be by seeking power and wealth while disregarding the poor and most vulnerable? Could it be by facilitating war and gun violence? Could it simply be refusing to let God's law guide us rather than following our own self-centered desires? Jesus criticizes the Pharisees for nullifying God's commands by clinging to their human traditions. He then gathers the crowds and taught them that evil thoughts come from within, from their hearts. This is what defiles. Not only do evil thoughts come from the heart, but also good thoughts and desires in harmony with God's law. St. James reminds us to be doers of the word and not only listeners, deluding ourselves. He states religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. What would our world be like if we focused on observing God's commands, loving God above all else, and our neighbor as ourselves? Would the reign of God advance, And would there be peace in our world? If we fail to love God and our neighbor, not only do people suffer, but the entire earth becomes sick. Pope Francis teaches in Laudato Si, the human environment and the natural environment deteriorate together. We cannot adequately combat environmental degradation unless we attend to the causes related to human and social degradation. We keep God's law of love, not because we fear God's punishment, but so that we and all people can have abundant life, and so that the earth can be healed. Then the reign of God may advance on earth, and the church might be a sign of how much God loves all people and all creation. Then life will flow like a river in the wilderness.